Stakeholders and groups advocating the right information bill are calling on Parliament to, as a matter of urgency, endorse the proposals by the Parliamentary Select Committee on Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs for it to become law. They said the move will be a huge step towards enhancing Ghana's credentials as one of the shining examples of democratic practice in Africa. These were contained in a communique adopted at the Rights to Information Advocacy Meeting in Accra. Rita Nyako and Selom Tali have more.
The Ghana Right to Information Bill 2010, which seeks to provide concrete legal mechanisms and procedures by which all persons can exercise and assert the right to access information in the custody of public institutions and categories of private bodies, was resubmitted to Parliament on November 12, 2013. It was subsequently referred to the Select Committee on Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs for scrutiny. The Select Committee, after a series of consultations with civil society organizations, proposed revisions to the content of the bill in line with the African Union model law and the options paper submitted to the committee by the coalition. The revisions proposed by the committee include the reduction of timelines for granting access to information, a fee regime that is limited to the cost of production of the information requested, and the establishment of an independent oversight commission to oversee the implementation of the bill when passed instead of the office of the Attorney General and Minister for Justice. The communique called on the public to support the proposal and also tasked the Attorney General and Minister for Justice to expedite the drafting of the relevant amendments to the bill and ensure that it captures the decisions of the Select Committee. Campaigns coordinator at the Integrated Social Development Center, Dr. Steve Mantiao, explains the benefits of the right to information law.
We should support the right to information legislation because we need information to be able to exercise our right to participate in decisions regarding the use of national resources. This is key to good democratic governance. Need information because it endangers accountability and reduces the risk of waste and corruption. We need it because it fosters democratic debate and promotes national ownership. And we need to support the right to information because it improves macroeconomic management. Finally, it ensures equity in national resource allocation.
A lawyer with the Coalition on the Right to Information Ghana, Akotuan Pau, said government and state institutions does not exist for themselves. Therefore, any information in their custody, they hold it in the name of the people. He added that it is high time the public stops seeing themselves as servants and the government the master, because it is supposed to be the reverse.